Thank you, Claudio. Good afternoon, everyone. This portion of KMX News, or this news, is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete, State Employees Credit Union, and BTU Building Materials. That winter storm advisory expired at noon today for north central New Mexico, and it remains to be seen whether those snow totals added up. There was the possibility of 8 inches of snow falling on the western slope of the Sangre de Cristos above 7,500 feet. Cuesta Independent Schools worked on a two-hour delay this morning because of wintry conditions. There have been no reports of any kind of weather-related problems on the highways and the like up in north central New Mexico. But again, we welcome any and all snowfall for sure. Now, two nonprofits that provide behavioral health services have agreed to repay $4.2 million in improper billings, and they're then going to have their Medicaid funding restored. The Human Services Department made that announcement yesterday. It's the first settlement of overbilling allegations since HSD cut off Medicaid funding to 15 nonprofits back in late June. They said an audit had turned up $36 million in overpayments, along with mismanagement, even possible fraud. The Santa Fe-based Presbyterian Medical Services repays $4 million, while Youth Development Incorporated of Albuquerque is going to repay $240,000 for billing problems the department said occurred between 2009 and 2012. Both providers will get more training from them and oversight as well from the Arizona companies that were brought in by HSD. All 15 nonprofits are still under investigation by the Attorney General's office. More news on KNMX after this. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, keep listening to KNMX at 1230. It's Claudio Tapia and the BTU Trader. This portion of news brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. A healthcare policy group estimates 118,000 New Mexicans may qualify for federal subsidies to help buy health plans through this newly established online marketplace. The nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation said 17 million Americans will be eligible for tax credits that can lower the cost of insurance bought through exchanges operated by various states and the federal government. The credits are available to folks with incomes from about $23,600 or single to $94,200 a year for a family of four. New Mexico has implemented a state-run computer system to sign up small businesses for insurance, but initially it's relying on the Federal Exchange website for individuals, and we know how well that's working. Foundation estimates 193,000 New Mexicans are potential exchange customers because they are uninsured or buy their own insurance rather than getting it through employer-sponsored coverage. More news after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Building Materials, everything for your building and home improvement needs. Border Patrol agents in the Tucson sector over the past 2 weeks have seized rifles, ammunition, and marijuana. They also arrested one driver who was found with a stolen agency uniform. Authorities say that last week, agents stopped a vehicle near Stanfield, Arizona. There, they discovered five rifles, ammunition, marijuana, and a stolen Border Patrol uniform. The driver was arrested. The vehicle and contraband were seized. This week, authorities say drugs were seized at the Highway 80 checkpoint 2 days in a row. Border Patrol says a recreational vehicle was stopped with more than 500 pounds of marijuana hidden in compartments. The next day, agents stopped another vehicle carrying more than 60 pounds of marijuana. We'll take a break. More news after this. Welcome back, everyone. This portion of KNMX News brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. Well, Governor Martinez is in New Jersey today. She's lending a hand to fellow Republican Governor Chris Christie. This is on the eve of New Jersey's gubernatorial election. Governor has traveled to the Garden State Sunday. Her political advisor, Jay McCleskey, said she'll be back in New Mexico tomorrow. He also said that the governor's travel costs are being paid for by the Christie campaign. Christie is widely expected to win re-election there in New Jersey as governor. He's also seen as a possible 2016 Republican presidential candidate. And he joined Governor Martinez on the campaign trail here in New Mexico back during her 2010 election campaign. A Christie campaign spokesman said they are delighted to have the rising star Martinez on their campaign trail with them. The BTU Trader coming up on 540 KNMX. Your host, Claudio Tapia, takes your calls at 425-3555. Straight ahead, the Action 7 weather forecast from the Channel 7 studios. For now, you're up to date with Northeast New Mexico's news leader, 540 KNMX Las Vegas. I'm Paul Ware. God bless, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.